品牌成功路，主持陈洁平。
翻嚟第二節嘅品牌成功路，今日咧我哋請嚟咧嚟自新加坡啦，就係 Carousell 嚇呢個網上，可唔可以叫佢做拍賣網咧？
我諗係一個買賣網啦。
買賣網係啦，買賣網嘅創辦人啦，好後生嘅 co-founder 啦，同埋總裁咧就係阿 Marcus 啊。
不過其實想問一下咧 ，Marcus 咧就係話頭先我哋即係上一 part 咧都傾過咧，就係成個咧嗰個發展啦。呢一 part 咧我真係想講，因為設立呢一個網咧，本身嚟講都應該係有一啲目的嘅，有啲原因，亦都甚至乎有啲好擺喺心底裏面咧，啲好宏大嘅一啲理想啦。我知道 Marcus 咧係有一個嘅，咁我真係我想問一問 Marcus。Marcus，let me ask you a question because besides just buying and selling some products，actually you got a goal for Carousell. What is that?
Yeah, so we believe, we want people to, consume more responsibly, so that they can feel their lives more meaningful things. So if you look at like Hong Kong, there's close to 100,000, clothes, t-shirts wasted every minute. We've been talking for the last 10 minutes. Yeah. Every minute, 1,000, clothes has been wasted. That's like 10,000 last 10 minutes. So, and that's about 25,000 stadiums actually in Hong Kong. That's a lot of like waste, and we want to build a platform to enable people to sell this, underutilized, previously loved stuff and pass on to someone else, right? Find new homes for these old clothes, pre-loved clothes. And some of them are very fashionable, people can be reused, repurposed. And that's what we wanted to do at Carousell.
但剛才 Marcus 都講過呢，就係、是、除咗就係一般嘅啲商品買賣，可能啲新嘅商品啦，甚至乎一啲二手嘅商品可能用舊咗嘅之外呢，反而佢哋最著重嘅其中一個板塊就係、是、一啲呢冇乜用嘅商品。咁冇乜用嘅意思唔係話係嗰件貨冇乜用，係屋企冇乜用，即係譬如話可能我同你屋企啲衫啊、鞋啊，
袋啦，最近買咗幾個袋啊，
你最近已經買完又冇用啦、
啊、
你買咗又冇，我賣
咗、
okay、
就係
有時你買你發覺哇，你一年都用唔到一兩次，其實可能係即係比你之前買嘅價錢係細，咁但係咧，你最少你一來你買咗啲新，即係賣完出去之後，你可以換啲嘢翻嚟，即係可以或者你換啲錢翻嚟再去買其他嘢。但其實最主要就係話唔好做一個浪費咯，因為其實一個係啦，一個環保嘅角度，同埋一個咧我哋叫做咧合理消費嘅角度，就唔好即係令到啲嘢咧買咗翻嚟咧係一個咁浪費。其實呢個真係一個好大嘅理想嚟嘅。But till now, do you think this?Goal has been achieved. 那而家你有冇谂到呢一个咁样嘅宏愿，其实会唔会有达到咗咧？
There's a lot to improve. There's a lot to begin further. This mission. Right now, Hong Kong, we have about 2 million listings, of which half a million has been sold. There's still a lot of rooms we can improve, enable more people to sell their pre-loved items.
咁其实头先 Marcus 都讲啦，開始嘅時候呢，即係到而家呢，其實一路都好成功，不過呢仲有好多進步嘅空間啦。其實淨係喺香港呢個市場呢，有200萬件係已經呢 list 咗出嚟嘅 product 呢，其中有100萬件已經賣咗。
其實我有貢獻㗎。
你有貢獻，我有貢獻。
係啦。
Okay, make contribution 係 make contribution also。喂，咁但係呢，其實講到頭先呢都係講緊希望可以建立一啲社群啦。我知道其實呢你哋有啲唔同嘅活動呢係會幫手呢去建立呢啲社群，或者係去協助呢啲社群出嚟自己就去溝通。其實呢在香港呢，我們大家都希望呢就是將一些offline 的東西搬返上 online， 是你們調返轉呢就是在這個 app 反而引返人出來。其實這個會不會是你們很特別的一個 business model 呢？ As I've noticed、you encourage the communication and interaction of the communities that has been built upusing your app, and I know you will arrange different social activities during different times for different groups. Usually, we encourage offline activity to move online to improve the efficiency. But now you will encourage things online to offline. Is it special business strategies?
What makes Carousell special, like I said, is the community and connecting people. And what we learn is that when people do chat, they end up meeting it. Like, and then when they ended up meeting, they become friends. And I don't think it's particularly like we want a strategy like or moving online or offline. It's more like the natural way of and how we encourage people to buy and sell so that they can check the items. They can pay on the spot. There's no delay in payments. There's no delay in shipping or delivery. And also, we encourage them to do it in a hyper-local neighborhood context. in a sense, so because it's convenient as well. Mm. So that's the experience that we designed Carousel for.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are interested in shipping, people still do that as well. They send it, they mail it out to the buyers, and they do the bank transfer as well.
Yeah. So I noticed that you don't have any online payment system. So is it one of the issue because you encourage the local interaction? So you rather put this aside.
So right now it's a matter of focus. As a startup, we have to focus on one or two things and do it extremely well. And that's why we want to build this whole local being people to meet up, deal, experience. In the future, when we have more resources, definitely would love to explore making it even more convenient for people who want to opt in. Not all actually would love this feature, but for those who want to have this additional feature and willing to pay for this additional feature, we would like to explore these things and enable them to ship or deliver.
頭先咧 ，Marcus 都講啦，其實咧佢哋個 app 咧本身嚟講咧，而家就冇一個 online payment 嘅。咁但係咧呢個其實反而係一個特色啦，即係變咗可以 encourage 咗啲人與人之間嘅溝通啦。咁亦都可以咧令到咧其實即係佢哋出到嚟點解會有呢啲活動，即係甚至乎頭先我講一啲社群嘅活動咧，可以即時俾到錢，即時睇到件貨有冇問題。咁亦都調翻轉就係咧，對於對方啊嗰個即係買賣咧多咗信心嘅時候咧，將來咧其實佢哋之後中意再做 shipping 啊或者其他唔同嘅一啲交收模式嘅時候，都比较方便。其实呢一样嘢都真系比较好。
喂，我有个八卦问题想问 Marcus， 或者 about marketing， because you know you come from the Carousel is from Singapore， right？ 但系咧喺即系嗱呢个 app 啦，其实就系 Marcus 系新加坡人啦。咁但系咧其实咧就 quite fast growing in Hong Kong recently。So what's your marketing strategy in Hong Kong？ You see there's quite a lot of competitor or similar apps in Hong Kong or around the world。So how do you bring your edge to us like Hong Kong people？
Yeah， and make your app outstanding。
系啦，即系点样可以即系点样可以令到即系 Carousel？ 其实因为喺香港嚟讲，其实越嚟越
系，
即系我身边都好多朋友用，但系原来我即系而家先知佢原来唔系嚟自香港，即系其实个 marketing 系点样可以令到佢嚟到香港咁可以突然之间咁受欢迎啦，系啦。
So I think firstly, when we prioritize markets, we are in 6 countries, over 14 cities. We look at markets that have a good infrastructure to support the Carousel model, strong mobile penetration, strong pre-love market. So these are the things that we do research on and before we officially launch, making sure that all these things are in place so that when we launch, people can resonate with the product, they use the product and they tell their friends. You've heard about Carousel to your friends, right? Because we make sure that there's a good product market fit first before we launch. And in terms of how we launch it, we have a great team in Hong Kong that helps us with local content, for example, localization that Alfred mentioned, the social media, organizing meetups where we meet our sellers. So we had one in October where we meet 15 of our Carousellers, Carousel users, and we learn of how they use the app, and once they're successful, they actually tell their friends. So a lot of it's through word of mouth, using Carousel. So in terms of local marketing, we do community meetups, social media content and stuff to share, some contests as well. So we are very deliberate in localizing a lot of content here, so that it speaks to the audience here, not just Hong Kong, in the markets that we're in. So if a local team is that, and in terms of other channels that we have, PR, comms is another one, and digital marketing.
Digital marketing. 即係其實佢哋主打有一個很重要就是 localize， 即係其實佢哋喺香港 set up 之前已經準備好即係嗰個基建啦，即係喺開頭個拍到，咁啊即係一推咁就已經好，咁再加上譬如佢話啦，即係 mouth to mouth 啦，即係以口相傳啦，同埋就有啲即係 social media 啦，有啲 PR con 啦，即係嗰啲市場推廣啦，咁其實咧都可以令到咧，即係呢個 Carousel 咧一嚟香港咧就即係個發展可以發展咁快。
係啊，冇錯。喂，咁時間有限啦，講埋啦，將來嘅發展會係點啦 ？What is your further development？
So we want to be number one in the markets that we are in, and we have plans to expand even further. Right now, how we will prioritize markets on the biggest impact that we can do, and how we look at that is like smartphone penetration, how many internet users we can reach out to share this meaningful lifestyle of living, to consume more responsibly and make life more meaningful for them. That's how we'll prioritize expanding our new markets. And we're going to start continue to improve the product, making it a lot simpler to use, making it help people sell faster. For example, helping them price, helping them maybe pre-populate a title, and all these things are making it simpler, like a seller assistant, so that you can sell quicker and faster.
Marcus 就话咧，希望咧即系嚟紧咧可以将呢个 app 咧即系变做咧市场嘅 number one app 啦，同一时间继续咧就系、是。即係令到呢個 app 可以進步，今日再一次咧，多謝 Marcus 咧，遠道而嚟啊，由新加坡嚟到我哋咧新城財經台嘅直播室，我哋下個星期七點到七點半，品牌成功路再見，
拜
拜。
下星期同樣時間，品牌成功路。